Task 2. Terry and Benjamin have gathered some data about their school's energy use. They are now telling Joyce about their observations and thoughts. Listen to their conversation and complete the data observation form below. One has been done for you as an example. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
All right, Joyce. Benjamin and I walked around the school campus this morning, and we've learned a lot about how efficient or inefficient our school is in using energy.
Great!
We've noted down the observations in our notebook. Let's complete the data observation form together, shall we?
Sure. Here's the form, Terry.
Thanks.
We usually don't think much about the energy we use every day. We pretty much assume that energy is used efficiently in our school, but that isn't the case.
No? So what did you two find out?
A lot of things, really. Well, when we surveyed the school building this morning, we noted down every incident in which energy was being used.
Okay.
We noticed that energy is used efficiently in some locations, like the school hall, but not in others. In some locations, there is a lot of wastage.
Yep. When we entered the music room this morning, the lights in the room were on, even though there was no one inside the room. So energy was being wasted there.
Not only the music room, but also the classrooms. When we entered the 5C and 6A classrooms, we noticed that the students in those two classes were leaving the fans and lights on, even when the rooms were not occupied.
I wonder why they didn't switch them off before they left.
I guess they forgot to do so. Another problem, which is a lot more serious, is leakage.
Leakage?
Yes, leakage of air. We noticed that the windows in all of our classrooms are not tightly sealed.
Yep, and there are no sweeps at the bottom of the doors to prevent air leaks.
You see, Joyce, air, which carries heat, can leak in or out through small cracks.
What Terry is trying to say is that during summer, the cool air from the air conditioners can leak out through the cracks. As a result, the air conditioners must work harder and consume more energy.
I see. And we have many windows and doors in our school building.
These small cracks can add up to a hole the size of a wide open door.
So, you can imagine how much energy is wasted when we run our air conditioners in summer.
That's a problem. What about lighting? Lighting is a major consumer of energy in a school. Did you guys pay attention to that?
Of course, since lighting constitutes about 30% of the electricity consumed in a school, our classrooms are lit mainly with fluorescent lights.
Which should be environmentally friendly, right?
Not really. We noticed that all our classrooms have T12 fluorescent tubes installed in them.
T12 fluorescent tubes?
Yes, the normal ones that consume 40 watts of energy, compared to the energy-saving T5 fluorescent tubes, which give out the same amount of light, but with a much lower wattage. The T12 fluorescent tubes consume more energy.
So there are opportunities to save energy in our classrooms by changing the lights.
Yes. Another thing is, there are many old electrical devices and appliances in the library and the staff room. None of them are energy efficient.
What kind of electrical devices and appliances are you referring to?
Photocopiers, refrigerators, computers, microwaves, printers and scanners, fax machines and so on. We've got a good number of these old electrical devices and appliances in our library and staff room.
And none of them have the Energy Star label.
I thought our school had energy-efficient systems, but your observations seem to suggest otherwise.
I suppose that's why it's important for us to conduct the energy audit. I guess that's all we've observed this morning. Do you have anything else to add, Terry?
No. I think that covers all of our findings so far.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.